Now, yesterday, as we talked to Pat Murphy there, the CEO of Kenila, the newly rebranded Kenila, the Taoiseach of Micheál Martin was there. He spoke at the event and he spoke to the media as part of a doorstep in terms of varying different issues yesterday. He was questioned as well as the Minister for Agriculture. One of the questions that was asked is a subject that's been raised by my next guest, and this is, when will there be a new junior minister for forestry? Here's Minister for Agriculture Martin Hayden speaking about the issue.
Michael Healy-Rae was a very good government colleague, and it's unfortunate and I regret the fact that he's gone, but when you're a senior cabinet minister, you have responsibility for everything. Whenever a memo needs to be brought to cabinet regarding forestry or horticulture or farm safety, it would be me that would bring that. So I've always had responsibility and oversight of this view. My work in the area of forestry and horticulture, with or without a minister of state, will continue.
There you go. That's Martin Hayden, the Minister for Agriculture, speaking yesterday. Micheál Martin promising as well during that interview that Michael Healy-Rae would be replaced in relation to. Well, with me on the line to talk about this in more detail, someone has been calling for a replacement to oversee the forestry sector from within the Department of Finance, and that's Padraig Stapleman, Chair of the IFA Forestry Committee. Padraig, good morning to you and thanks for joining me in the programme.
Good morning, Gerry, and good morning to all your listeners.
Is your mind put at somewhat at ease from the promise that Micheál Martin said yesterday and Martin Hayden said yesterday that Michael Healy-Rae will be replaced? He stepped down in April. We're into the middle to the end of May now and still no sign of a replacement.
Yes, Gerry. I'm not really put at ease yesterday. It will. But I mean, how long is a piece of string here? This should have been an appointment that should have been made in just the days after Michael Healy-Rae's resignation. And I go on to say it's vital, and to go this length of time without a minister, having always, recognised the need for a minister, always. I don't think in my memory we've gone this long without a minister for forestry.
Yeah. And there was no date given yesterday either, Padraig. There was a promise made, we'll replace him, but they didn't give a date.
They didn't, and as I said, how long is a piece of string here? This needs to happen now and should have happened before now. Work has started on the next forestry programme. That has already commenced. But without a minister, the deliberation around that alone, is a huge concern. It could drift out. We have climate targets here to meet, which we are very much behind on. It's deeply concerning, that the foot has been taken off the throttle here. And as well as that, then, there's a huge amount of work needed to be done to get forestry to where it needs to be, in the likes of carbon credits. And I'd like to acknowledge your fellow Kerryman and our Vice Chairman, Francie Foley, who has been at the fore in trying to, get that going. Other members, eco-services payments. We have got some important changes around the midterm review around Forest for Water. But, the work on putting schemes around those important changes all need to be done. And I'm worried and concerned, that where's that work going to go now? It needs to be done now. We are facing huge fines in a short period of time. So, it is hugely concerning. And I'd take this opportunity to maybe appeal to the Taoiseach again, to really do this as quickly as possible, forthwith.
One of the major issues about it was the issue of licensing and the delays and the bureaucracy attached, the length of time it took to process paperwork. Yes. The work was starting on that, but is that one of your concerns, that things will slip again or much more work needed in that area?
It is, and I'd acknowledge the work of Michael Healy-Rae in this regard. It was one of the things he really pushed. And, licenses did come out a lot quicker than what they were. And I suppose if he had, gone on to serve his full term, we might have been able to, get rid of some of that bureaucracy. It's you know, there's a huge mountain of steps to be complied with along the way in each license, and you know, it really needs to be, and it should be more streamlined than what it is, because you know, it's not just farmers that have, you know, have a lack of confidence here. You know, it's the likes of the amount of young people we're attracting into the professional side of forestry. You know, it is only not even 8 or 9 years ago, for instance, we've had 27, 28 professional foresters passing out of the likes of UCD. We're only down now to 4 and 5 a year, you know, so...
Really?
It is, you know, but...
And that's got implications, you know, for the future of the industry, implications for how quickly things can be done, if we're to meet our afforestation targets, which we haven't really met any year, really, for the last 10 to 15 years, all of those things will suffer.
They will, of course. You know what I mean? We need to get back to having forestry seen by our young people as a worthwhile career to get into. And in fairness, again, to Michael Healy Ray, one of the last things he done was he put up a portal there for forestry in your future for the likes of TY students, which I think will prove to be, you know, valuable as it, you know, opens up forestry, and you know, they have, at least they have sight of it and get to see what it's about, and hopefully that might deliver some results, you know. So, you know, all those kind of forward thinking, all those things, without a minister, you know, they do tend to drift. And thus,
you'd like to hear a date for a replacement?
Definitely. We need to hear a date for a replacement. You know, there's no point in saying like it must happen immediately, I would say. You know,
okay,
and there's
Patrick,
no
listen,
reason
we'll leave it
there. For it not being appointed, okay?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, Padraig, listen, thanks for giving us your view on that. That's Padraig Stapleton to the IFA Forestry Committee, giving his view on the announcement yesterday that there will be a replacement of a junior minister for forestry, but no date given as of yet.